Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Katie and I'm your host. I hope that you enjoy these podcast episodes. And if you do, don't forget to leave a rating and a review. Also, make sure you check out the Patreon page linked in the details of this podcast episode. It really keeps the show on the road. This is podcast episode number 82, Simple Living in the Summer. Hey there, minimalists. My husband and I just spent about 3 hours making this barley drink. It's not alcoholic. It's very cinnamony and creamy. But anyway, we made this drink that my husband used to have a lot when he lived in Mexico for 2 years, way before we got married or anything. And it is something that he was able to find when we visited Mexico as a family in 2019, and he's been talking about it ever since. So we actually sat down today and made some of this. I think it's called cebada, but I don't know. That's how you say barley in Spanish, but I don't really know what the drink is actually called. He watched a bunch of videos and then we like tried to recreate it, and there was a lot of experimenting. If I can figure out the exact recipe the next time we make it, I will be sure to put it on my YouTube channel, because I think that would be an interesting one to put up there. It could have turned out horribly though, and it still would have been fun to just goof around in the kitchen and tease and play as we made this drink together and had our own ideas that we had to combine, let alone the three recipes that we were sort of figuring this recipe out with. We also had a little date last night, which was excellent. They've finally opened up the pool and the hot tub at our RV park, and so we went and got to hang out in the hot tub last night and just chit-chatted. It was so nice for a little date night. It was very relaxing and so nice to spend some simple time doing fun little things with each other the last couple of days. He's been working so much trying to wrap up this school year, and we're both excited to just get out of here, but it was such a gem to be able to have a little moment to hang out together and also have fun making this little drink today too. For my personal update, I have been shifting my goals a little bit from weight loss to being athletic, and I'm really still eating as healthfully as I can and working on all of that sort of thing. I took a lot of time to think about what I wanted to do in preparation of the summer, and basically it came down to just really wanting to be able to be athletic and hike, jump over rocks and rivers and all the things that I really enjoy doing with my family as we adventure in the summertime. So I've shifted away from really focusing hard on weight loss, and I'm working more on jumping rope, running, walking quickly. I am working on weight training and some things like that. So it is interesting to shift. There's a part of me that wishes I were still focusing exclusively on weight loss, but I couldn't do both at the same time. And the goal was ultimately more important, to be more athletic for the summertime. So that is what I have been working on. Still, I found the knees over toes guy. I can't remember if I've mentioned that in a previous episode or not, but I have been doing some of his stretches and exercises, and I am not feeling any pain while I'm running. It feels awesome, and it makes me feel confident in training for a 5K. I've run a half marathon before, and I used to run several miles every day. I'm not there right now for sure. I'm not there mindset-wise or physically, but I would love to get back to that, at least running a few miles a couple of times a week or 3 times a week. It would be wonderful and something that I really miss. In other goal news, we are reading Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, and we are over halfway through. It is the 6th paperback of 12 that I wanted to read this year, and I'm absolutely loving reading these as a family. Some of their friends found out that we were reading them together, and they kind of acted like we had to read to our children. And I just thought it was kind of funny, because I was like, no, we're doing this for fun. It's a nice family activity, not because my kids can't read Harry Potter. My daughter is like, oh, I think there's a part of her that loves reading them together, because she is really seeing the value in this family time and bonding experience. There's another part of her, though, that wishes that we would just let her read them, because she would be done with them in a weekend if we would let her. One of the reasons why I wanted to read 12 paperbacks in particular in 2021 was because I wanted to bring back the joy of reading in that format. I love audiobooks, and ebooks are really not that enjoyable to me, but I wanted to get back to reading paperbacks. Reading Harry Potter as a family has absolutely brought that into my life, and I find myself wanting to pull books out of my little to-be-read pile. So that's a really good sign to me that I'm actually achieving the outcome of my goal, which makes me very happy. That's why I set goals, because I want a different outcome than what I'm currently getting, and it's nice to see it functioning that way. My something interesting for you today is zenhabits.net. I love this website. It is full of insightful, meaningful, concise, and uncluttered articles. It is a blog style website, and if you want to check it out, it is great for simple living and minimalism reading. I just love the articles. They're all just these wonderful, profound tidbits of information. I will link to the article in the details of this episode. You should absolutely check it out. The particular article that I have for you today is called "The Guilt of Not Working More When We're Done for the Day." He says, "At the end of a day of work, there can be a simple practice of wrapping things up and shutting down for the day. But so many of us feel guilty at simply stopping, and this feeling that we should be doing more, it drives some of us to keep going as long as we can. This can lead to overwork, burnout, tiredness, and never letting ourselves enjoy a moment of rest. Do you relate to this guilt of simply stopping and resting?" He then talks about how the fear of stopping is what often will keep people from stopping their work. And I think that can apply to just even if you do stop working, continuing to think about your work, wondering if there's an email or when someone's going to text you or call you or what you could be doing for a project or whatever. It's just really difficult to shut down mentally as well as physically and be done and enjoy a moment of rest. As he's talking about that fear and how it keeps us from stopping resting, he also gives several ways that he kind of recognizes and fights against that so that he can enjoy his work, but then also be done with it for the day and close it up. I know I've talked to you a lot about this springtime and the busyness that our family has been experiencing. I don't want to talk about it all the time, but this season of change has been significant for me personally, but our family. It has been really challenging, and I don't think any of us were expecting such impact from this change of my husband's work and all the different things that we were going through. I know it kind of hit me because I was cruising along pretty well before that, and it just all changed a lot. Really kind of overnight. One of the reasons why I feel that this happened was I did not have that time where I wrapped up my work and shut down and enjoyed a moment of relaxation. I didn't do that neither on a daily basis nor a weekly or monthly basis for a good while. And it had a lot of negative impact on me to continue to try to do all the things that I had been doing before when there just wasn't as much time or support for it as there had been before my husband's work schedule changed. I absolutely felt that fear, not only on a daily basis, but on the weekly basis of what would happen if I quit working so hard? What would happen if I quit accomplishing what I had been accomplishing before, but I was not surrendering to the fact that I simply could not do those things the way I had been doing them anymore. And it was, again, a negative impact on what was happening in my life. So I really relate to this article. I feel like it's so good and something that I'm working on. It helps to bring balance to think about things this way. And I liked some of his tips. And I'm going to practice some of those things coming up in the future. All of this being said, my family and I really need this time of relaxation that should be coming to us to an extent. At least it's a change of season. You know, my husband is wrapping up the school year, which is excellent. My kids have wrapped up their homeschool year. I'm very excited about that. And we're ready to hit the road and be done, ready for this shift in our days. Reading that article, as well as having this idea for how I wanted to outline and talk about this topic of simple living in the summertime, has helped me for sure form some of my ideas on this summer lifestyle and just going back to simple living, but in a different season, both like, you know, physically as in this weather seasons, but also this different season for our family and what we are doing in the structure of our days. The first thing that I wanted to talk about is that I feel like as minimalists, it is sometimes very easy to get into the habit of removing things from our lives. I know that when I first started diving into the various areas of life that minimalism can be practiced in, when I really started thinking about how to apply it to not just things, but also life experiences, I decided that I wanted to try to remove as much as I possibly could. I got very excited. I was removing things from our schedule. I was removing things from our budget. I was removing things from the way that I practiced religion and all kinds of different things. I got very excited about removing things that had negative value and were not adding joy to our family's life or to my life personally. While I definitely think it's an important minimalistic habit, I think sometimes the baby can kind of be thrown out with the bathwater. I know that often I will just want to get rid of something completely when what I really need to do in reality is adjust that activity or experience so that it actually works for me and remove kind of the parts that don't. So remove the negativity, but keep the thing that is working. The last couple of weeks, I've been taking inventory and really trying to figure out what is restorative, simple living for me. And I'm enjoying the process. It's a little bit harder than I thought that it would be because sometimes I feel like, you know, we're still really in this busy mode and I feel like there isn't enough time for it. But as I'm, you know, cutting out the fat a little bit, I'm also adding in those things or just making time for that restorative, simple living. I've been making this list of things that I either want to do in the summertime or that we already are doing. I've been kind of writing all of these things down and either are adding them in or planning to add them into our lifestyle. And since I've got this list, I figured I would take the time to share. Hopefully some of these things are items that you can add into your lifestyle, or perhaps we'll just give you a little inspiration to figure out what will bring you joy. Obviously, everyone has different weather depending on where they live in this world, but I hope it gives you inspiration for practicing simple living in this change of season that's upon us. The first thing that we're doing is getting out in the sunshine a little bit more. We live in the Pacific Northwest. If you didn't know, all the rain and the cloud coverage can be overwhelming. So getting out in the sunshine when it's here has been wonderful. I've been tending to my little plants that I've got. I don't have a full-on garden, but I've got a few plants. I've been tending to those. We ate our first snap pea the other day, which was excellent. And taking the opportunity to go on an extra walk here or there to observe flowers, the bumblebees that are out on those really vibrantly bluish, purpley flowers. It's been lovely. Taking the time to simply be outside has been very restorative and allowed me to have time to be quiet. I can enjoy the very basic need of getting some sunshine and it feels good. So it has been a beautiful way to practice simple living. The second activity that we have been enjoying is heading out to eat outside or cook outside. I've actually grilled outside the last 3 evenings and it's been wonderful. I made some veggie burgers. I made some like little flatbread things for my kids. The neighbor kids came upon us and ate half the dinner, but that was okay. We had a whole bunch of different things to eat and it was totally fine. But mostly it's a fun time to spend with each other and it changes up the scenery. It's a nice way to remove ourselves from the house. I have so many times when I could literally just stand cooking and eating my dinner while I'm still working on other things. And I honestly do that sometimes. I know it's terrible, but I have so many chores that sometimes that's just what happens. If I take my food outside or if I'm cooking outside, I have to sit down and eat. There's really nothing else to do. So it has been very much restorative. I know I keep on saying that word, but that word is in my mind a lot lately. And I feel like that is what I'm in need of. So those practices that are restorative are things that I'm really trying to lean into. Another change of scenery and another sign of kind of closing up one season, putting that work away and taking a moment to enjoy life and relax a little bit, is putting away the really hot foods like soups and casseroles and things that I would traditionally make in the wintertime. Grilled foods, lots of fresh veggies, which I eat regularly, obviously. All of those things are wonderful, but kind of eating them in a different format, making them lighter foods, doing some pasta salad type of things. All of that has been really nice, and it has been an excellent way to close up that season and enjoy the summer a little bit and kind of getting into that way of life. The third simple living practice is actually making summer plans. And while that may sound like it's not really simple living because you're working on adding more things into your life and not slowing down and enjoying what you've got already going on, we have really been enjoying this. It's been a great way for us to reflect on the years past that we've been on the road. We've been on the road 3 summers. This will be our 4th. It's been a wonderful time, and our kids will bring up memories that they have. My son talked about some waffle cone ice cream that he had 2 years ago that he still remembers, and he remembers where we were and this beautiful park that we walked around as he was eating his ice cream. And it was so nice to just take a moment to enjoy our past that we've experienced as a family. We want to build more memories and enjoy more activities like that together. So this practice of planning and talking about what we have done in the past is actually really important to us in making sure that we continue those things as well as enjoy what we've done. It's sort of like reliving those experiences and getting more joy out of them. I think this is kind of a summer of reruns as far as our travel path goes, but I am so excited to get back to some of the national parks that we did not get to spend as much time in as we did when we visited them initially. I'm excited for the hiking. I'm excited for learning. You learn so much when you travel. It's amazing. At least our family does. It's something we really enjoy. We enjoy the kind of different cultures of each state in the U.S. It's awesome. The national parks are a wealth of knowledge, and it's just a joy to be in them, as well as the state parks and nature in general. We're all looking forward to letting go of those daily work tasks and enjoying the summer and that shift into a different season of our lives. The 4th area of simple living that we are working on, practicing currently, as well as excited to continue working on through the summer, is focusing on family activities. We have definitely been letting go of the school year activities. My husband's coaching position is done, which is very exciting because that really takes a lot of time. It's a wonderful thing and all of that, but it takes up a lot of time and wreaks havoc on our schedule. So letting go of that is awesome. There are different things that my kids have been able to let go of as they have completed them for their homeschooling. All of these school year activities are definitely coming to a close and bringing some relief and time to shift into other things. Stuff that we've been doing and enjoying has been sitting by the pool. My kids love swimming. They always have. So we are taking advantage of that for sure. I have been taking them swimming every day this week, I think, and they have loved it, which is very nice. I'm very happy for them to be able to participate in an activity that they love so much. Another activity that we've been enjoying is pulling out our fire pit and sitting around the campfire. It has been very nice, very relaxing, great quality time together. Our kids have some friends here at the RV park, which is really nice. Everyone is super friendly, but we've got a couple of kids that will come over and do s'mores with our kids, or their parents will come and sit and chat by the fire. Just the other night, I had the fire pit pulled out for when my husband came home. I kind of wanted to surprise him, and the neighbor came over and we just watched our kids playing. We chatted a little bit. It was very nice. When my husband came home, he sat down by the fire. It was beautiful, a very simple thing, just to sit, enjoy a fire, and converse, but very restorative, going back to that word. Embracing those spontaneous moments is sometimes very difficult for me, especially when I feel like we've been in such a go, go, go mode and work until it's like impossible to work any longer, fall into bed, fall asleep, wake up at 6 and do it all again. It's been very nice to stop, ask myself if I actually have to keep on going, and bring my day to a close with something relaxing. It doesn't happen every night. There are still many nights when I'm working a long time, but it is coming into that season where I'm finding more opportunities to just let go and let the day be and do something that is sweet and soul-filling. I have personally been finding time for these kinds of activities as well. I'm really thinking about self-care a lot lately and things that are actually restorative to me personally. This is something that has been challenging for me. I know I've talked about that before on the podcast and in my books as well, but it's something I'm focusing on because there has been such a lack of it lately. Practicing taking time for my family, though, is making me see where I can do that for myself as well. And I feel like those two are really complementary and helpful to living a more balanced life. My minimalist challenge for you today would be to ask yourself, what is a simple living practice that you or you and your family could enjoy this summer or during this change of season? It doesn't have to be a long list of things that you do to change. Our lives naturally change very drastically because my husband is an educator, because we homeschool, because of the way that our work is. It just changes overnight. That's hard to adjust to sometimes, but that's the way our lives work. Yours may not look like that, but the seasons changing, the light changing, being lighter later, all of that sort of thing offers some opportunities to take a moment to enjoy that relaxation, to shut down the work, to pack it away, and to embrace those beautiful, simple living practices. I understand life chaos. I totally get it. Absolutely have experienced it, experience it often. But the more I practice simple living and minimalism, the more time I have for enjoying and wrapping up. And it is a great reminder between this article and knowing that this season of change is coming upon me and my family to work on those simple living practices, to make time for them and to jump into them so that our lives can be more fulfilling. I hope you find joy in this change of season that is coming upon you as well. Have a great minimalistic week and I will see you next time. Remember, it is all about the experiences, not the stuff.